Welcome to today's Rinchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tomorrow marks the first of nine Thursdays in Pella. Sarah Trecht with the Pella Chamber of Commerce previews this year's events.
Well, Sarah, Thursdays in Pella is making its return to the downtown square. I know you're excited. A lot of folks have been working on this. This is my first time seeing the behind the scenes this year and seeing some of the meetings and meeting some of the folks who put this all together, including yourself. For folks who are new to town, though, or maybe have decided, hey, we're wandering around downtown, they see all the stuff going on. What is Thursdays in Pella and really what's it for?
Thursdays in Pella is a small festivity that we have every Thursday in June and July, and it runs from about 6 to 9. Some of the activities, though, get started even earlier than that. There's always live entertainment on the Tulip Torrin, anything from magicians to musical acts to upcoming like Union Street player shows. Yeah, just a lot of entertainment, a lot of different varieties, free stuff for families, kids, food vendors. So it's really fun.
And ideally, all the kids can make it every week, but sometimes they can't. But there are special themes every week, so if you do come, it'll be something different every time. For folks who have come back or maybe are returning, what are some of the new things they'll come up with? There's some interesting concepts that were thrown around at some of these meetings before we started things up.
Yeah, we have a new one, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is obviously going to be centered around baseball, softball. Kind of fits in with the summer theme. We have Hip to Be Square is what we're calling it, and it's kind of our Lego slash robots kind of night. So we're gonna show the Lego movie that night and have like a Lego making contest for kids. And so just a lot of fun ideas, and we tried to come up with some new ones, but we also kept some of our old favorites like the pet night and our service night. And then also like our family's first night will kick off the summer here next Thursday.
Well, and that's coming up, Family's First Night. It's all about the families, and the organization that's behind it, Families First of Pella, is celebrating a very special anniversary as well. So a lot of fun surprises for this very first Thursdays in Pella.
They are celebrating their 20th year, so 20th birthday, and they're going to have lots of fun things. There's going to be free mini cupcakes and free balloons, and then there's going to be the children's choir, the character counts awards. We're having a magician slash the comedy of Rick Brammer, so that'll be fun. And then the city band will also have its debut, so a lot of people look forward to that. And then they'll, of course, bring back the bike rodeo, so come on down for that. And then they have the bicycle course as well that you can maneuver through. So a lot of sponsors, a lot of people have put a lot of effort into making this a fun event for kids and adults.
And when we look at some of these events, they're all great, but they're also outdoors. And there's a way, though, that folks can get informed. And obviously, there's one way. And there's another new way that folks can. So if folks are walking around downtown, they say, hey, where'd this all go? Where can they find information about schedules? And where can they find information about what's coming up this week? There are two ways. One's my favorite, and another for folks who are online.
Yes, yes. Can I, Carol S., is always our first priority, letting you guys know that canceled, rain, anything like that. So check KNA Carol S. And then also we have a new Facebook page, Thursdays in Pella. So you can check that out, and that'll have our information on it as well. Also, I thought of one more, our chamber website, pella.org. It has the updates and the different themes and, you know, what's going to be happening too. So you can check out any of those sources and hopefully know what's going on each night, as well as if we have any cancellations.
Well, and you seem to be very excited about this. And we talked about through a couple of these events last year, and this is kind of a passion project for a lot of people. There's a lot of volunteers. Talk about why you keep coming back to Thursdays in Pella and what it means for you to see the big crowds out there and to see folks who are enjoying downtown Pella and each other's company in our downtown area.
Yeah, you know, I kind of think of it as a mini tulip time, and I've grown up here and I love tulip time. So having Thursdays in Pella, a little mini celebration every Thursday in the summer months, is just so fun because there is so much for people to do, so much for people to see. You know, we have the old favorites that everybody enjoys, but then, you know, we want to also bring new ideas and fresh ideas to the community. And it's just a great time. The weather's usually perfect, and you can come down and, you know, you get to talk to people that you don't necessarily see every day, or let your kids play and do crafts and jump around the inflatables. So it's just a great free thing, and it just keeps our community so vibrant.
That concludes today's French Scott Village. Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.